For some, prison is where it ends. For all, court is where it begins. This ain't no TV show. This is the real world. And this is what's happening at the courthouse on KFM Mornings with Ramiz.
Okay, Ramiz, good day yesterday out at the courts, eh?
Yes, a perfect day out there.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Out at Belleville, he asks everybody one simple question. Hanging around the courts, some going in, some going out, some never come out, but some do.
What are you doing at the courthouse today?
To make a case of the lady did sell her car by 2019. Up until now, I was waiting for my money to get paid up.
Did she pay you any money for the car?
Yeah, she make a deposit, but she don't want to pay the rest of the money.
Was there something wrong with the car?
Nothing wrong to the car, but I did buy it from someone, but I didn't put it under my name.
How did you come to meet this lady?
They just went to my house and asked the car to buy it. So then I did give her the price, but then they give me the half of the price. They
give you half as a deposit?
Yeah, as a deposit.
And then why did you give them the car?
The car is by them now.
Yeah, the person you bought the car from gave you all the papers to put it in your name, obviously.
Yes.
But then you didn't do that. Now you're supposed to do that. So obviously the court's going to say that it's not in your name, so you can't get more money from this lady.
But since I got every details of this, of that
car, of your sale.
Yeah, yes. But the problem is that I don't know if the court will say, because I just came here for the small case to make a case of my money. I must get my money.
That's right, yes.
The papers under her name.
How much money does she owe you?
It's just only 2,000 rand.
Oh, so you sold the car for 4,000 rand?
I sold it by 5,000, for 5,000 rand.
Oh, okay. What kind of car is this?
Uno Fiat, Leonard.
Oh, okay. So it's a small car. She got it for a good price then?
Now, I came here to open that case, to give me my money so I can give her the papers so I can change the ownership.
Why is she not wanting to give you your money?
I didn't allow them to pay out, to change out the papers before.
You give you money, yes. Where is the actual registration paper of the car? Do you have it or does she have it?
I do have everything of papers of that car.
So then you have a case, man?
Yes, it is. It is, sir.
All the best for you in the future.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye. What are you doing at the courthouse today?
It is a self-defense assault case, but it is two cases being joined to one. The first case, I am the defendant, and the second case, I'm the complainant.
Which most of the time happens,
yes.
If you feel that you are innocent.
Exactly. In an assault case, though, it's pretty straightforward. It's really whoever started the fight. The other person has a self-defense case. And in this particular case, the state threw out my case where I was the complainant, and now only my defense case is standing. My attorney is now questioned the prosecutor on why that has taken place.
What happened?
It's a fight. It's a fight that broke out.
Got you.
The reason for the fight is this guy just doesn't like me. Simple as that.
How do you know him?
It's a friend. It's a friend of a friend.
Is that friend a female?
Yes.
So now a friendship with a female broke up because of a fight?
Yes.
So tell me more about why this happened.
I think it's, I can disclose this. So my fiance's best friend kind of was speaking out of our engagement, and
okay,
that pissed me off. And
maybe she thinks you're not a good person.
She doesn't know me.
She knows her friend.
Yeah. Well, anyways, me and my fiance are together and they're no longer friends. So
yeah, this is a whole mess, eh?
Yeah.
It ended up in court
because of the fight, yeah. With a guy.
How does this guy that you fought with know your fiance?
Through my fiance's best friend. So there's a lot more to the story, which I can't disclose because...
No, because you're on trial, obviously.
We've got a lot of money at stake here. So,
but give me some more info.
This guy's alleging now that obviously as a result of the fight, he's lost income.
Okay.
He's got medical expenses, and even though he attacked me first. I mean, you don't get to attack somebody and then, after losing the fight, sue them.
I hope that the court sees it your way, yeah? Are you still with your fiancé?
I'm with my fiancé, yes, and we're very happy.
So she's stuck with you?
100%. She's seen the light. I've been lucky to be able to show her in a few ways the lies that were told, and that was done now through numerous lies, which actually now led to court. The lies didn't stop after the fight. Let's say that.
Maybe that guy that you fought with wants to be with your fiance.
No, I don't think so. No, he's married.
Ah, that means nothing.
No.
That means nothing.
I don't think so.
Thank you very much for your time, man.
Cheers.
Okay.
I did want more from that story from him.
I wanted a blow by blow. Who hit first and ducked and he sucker punched him and da-da-da-da.
A lot of characters involved in that story, eh?
Yeah.
Did that man look like someone who was in a fight recently?
No. He's a nice guy. Very nice guy.
He seems confident about his
side of
experience and side of things.
Yeah.
See, there's two sayings here. Mm. There's the street saying which says whoever hit first is the guilty one. But then in the legal context, there's a saying: whoever gets to the police station first wins the case. Oh. Is there?
I always thought it's whoever got messed up the most was the victim. Whoever lost the fight.
Like who hit first? That's what you think. But where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Is there video? Okay. But if there's no video, whoever gets to the police station first wins the case. That's what I hear anyways. Sure.